26.1. I have to confess that this address has become too lengthy. Whether this fault is compensated to any extent by breadth or depth is a matter for you to judge. All I claim is to have told you candidly my views. I have little to recommend them, but some study and a deep concern in your destiny. If you will allow me to say it, these views are the views of a man who has been no tool of power, no flatterer of greatness. They come from one, almost the whole of whose public exertion has been one continuous struggle for liberty for the poor and for the oppressed, and whose only reward has been a continuous shower of calumny and abuse from national journals and national leaders, for no other reason except that I refuse to join with them in performing the miracle, I will not say trick, of liberating the oppressed with the gold of the tyrant, and raising the poor with the cash of the rich. 26.2. All this may not be enough to commend my views. I think they are not likely to alter yours. But whether they do or do not, the responsibility is entirely yours. You must make your efforts to uproot caste. If not in my way, then in your way. 26.3. I am sorry, I will not be with you. I have decided to change. This is not the place for giving reasons. But even when I am gone out of your fold, I will watch your movement with active sympathy, and you will have my assistance for what it may be worth. Yours is a national cause. Caste is no doubt primarily the breath of the Hindus. But the Hindus have fouled the air all over, and everybody is infected, Sikh, Muslim, and Christian. You, therefore, deserve the support of all those who are suffering from this infection, Sikh, Muslim, and Christian. 26.4. Yours is more difficult than the other national cause, namely Swaraj, freedom. In the fight for Swaraj, you fight with the whole nation on your side. In this, you have to fight against the whole nation, and that too, your own. But it is more important than Swaraj. There is no use of having Swaraj if you cannot defend it. More important than the question of defending Swaraj is the question of defending the Hindus under the Swaraj. In my opinion, it is only when Hindu society becomes a casteless society that it can hope to have strength enough to defend itself. Without such internal strength, Swaraj for Hindus may turn out to be only a step towards slavery. Goodbye, and good wishes for your success.